Here we are in the Congressional Corner with Holyoke Mayor Alex Morse running again in the Democratic primary against Representative Richie Neal in Massachusetts' 1st House District. Let's first of all talk impeachment. How important?
It's incredibly important. If this president doesn't merit impeachment, I'm not sure what president will ever. And I think we'd be setting an incredibly dangerous precedent if we did not advance as quickly as possible these impeachment investigations and hearings so that the American people, all of us, could get to the truth. It's really the only way to do it. And I think, you know, our members of Congress have sworn an oath to the Constitution, and it's critically important that we uphold that oath and follow the Constitution and again, hold this president accountable.
Let's talk Social Security. Do you think there's a real danger that people like me, old people like me, are in danger of losing Social Security?
I think if we continue to cede the conversation to the Republicans, yes. I think that's why it's important, again, that we fight as hard as we can to retain control of the House and focus on, obviously, taking back the Senate and taking back the White House. The Republicans have made it very clear who they side with. I mean, they side with the wealthiest 1% of Americans time and time again. And so it's important to get a Democratic majority in the Senate, retain it in the House, and send a Democrat to the White House to make sure we can protect benefits for middle-class families, for working families here in the country.
Let's talk immigration and the border. What do you make of all of this?
I think what we see at the border is incredibly unfortunate. And I think we have an administration that has only exacerbated the situation, has made the situation worse. To think about, you know, candidate Trump talking about how he is best equipped to take on immigration at the border. I mean, the situation is worse than it's ever been. And I think it's in many ways a direct consequence of our poor foreign policy and relationships with the countries in which immigrants are coming to the country from. And so I think we need a more comprehensive approach to foreign policy. And that includes improving relationships with foreign leaders. It also means, you know, providing direct aid to countries where folks are fleeing to both, you know, provide the resources necessary where people are less inclined to come here. But I think we also need to, we're the United States of America. We're a country of immigrants. And so, you know, I obviously, you know, don't agree with the president's policies. I think there's atrocities happening at the border each and every day. You know, I thought it was unfortunate, you know, one, that our congressman voted in favor of more funding for ICE and more funding for Stephen Miller and Trump to continue their racist policies at the border. There was only a handful of Democrats that voted against that bill. I would have been one of them because I think it's time that we speak up and show courage that we're not willing to write a blank check to this administration to continue what they're doing at the border.
Let me switch subjects. We have a big primary, another primary in Massachusetts. Kennedy and Markey, where are you? And why?
So I am here focused on the Alex Morse for Congress campaign. I will say I have good relationships with both Congressman Kennedy and with Senator Markey, and I intend to focus my time and energy and resources on my campaign over the next 12 months. I do think our democracy is healthy and best when we have contested and active primaries. I do think it will engage folks all across the state with a contested Senate primary, and to the extent that it generates excitement and increases turnout all across Massachusetts, that's only a good thing for everyone next year.
And yet you say that you'll be there when it comes to controversial issues, and here that's clearly you're avoiding the question.
No, I don't think I'm avoiding the question at all. I think like the vast majority of people here in Massachusetts, I want to see how Senator Markey defends his record in Congress. And I'm still waiting to hear from Congressman Kennedy as to why he's the best candidate. So not avoiding a question. I don't think it's controversial of you to even ask. And so you're suggesting that not me. And again, I think it's fair for me to say, as a candidate for Congress, that my time and energy is focused on my election.
Fair enough. If you don't win this primary race, will you remain as Holyoke mayor?
So we're operating over the next 12 months. We're going to do everything we can to win the election, to win the primary next September and win the general next November. So, you know, I really don't have any interest in imagining what the future would look like after that. But obviously, all of my energy, again, is focused on winning the primary next September.
Okay, fair enough. If you get elected, would you vote for Nancy Pelosi for Speaker?
Again, I think it would be premature for anyone to say who they would vote for. Number one, we're not sure if she would run for another term. Yeah. And number two, I would want to see if there's any other candidates for that position. I think the issue in 2018 was, you know, folks were calling for new leadership, yet there were no other candidates to take that on. And so, as any responsible member of Congress should do, who are the candidates for Speaker of the House? What are their values and policies? You know, I do think it's time for you know, generational change and new leadership at every level. You know, so I'm excited, and I would certainly keep an open mind to who runs for Speaker and make a decision after I'm well aware of who the candidates are.
Alex Morris, who are you backing in this presidential primary?
I'm a strong supporter of Senator Warren. You know, I stood with her as mayor back in 2012, and she first ran for U.S. Senator. She's been such a great friend and partner to me and to Holyoke and to Western Mass and our entire state. And I'm incredibly proud of the campaign she's run the first 10 months of the year. I was happy to attend her rally, her kickoff in Lawrence earlier this year. And I think she's running on a whole set of plans and values that would really transform our country. And I think it's the difference between an establishment Democrat that is solely interested on, you know, chipping away at the edges of programs and focusing on tax incentives. But we really need bold structural change. And I think that's what Senator Warren is fighting for.
The last time I met her, guess who she was with? Richie Neal, who introduced me to her. And they seem pretty comfortable with each other. Have you asked her for your support?
No. I mean, I want to run the kind of campaign that earns people's support over time. And, you know, my interest is not in gaining endorsements from political leaders. Obviously, if elected leaders and organizations that share our values want to lend a hand and a voice of support, we'll certainly welcome that. But, you know, our campaign is grassroots, people powered, again, not taking a dime of corporate PAC money, but, you know, showing up and talking to people that, you know, feel like they don't have a voice. And so that's our focus. I think the most important endorsement we could get is from just everyday people that are getting left behind by the current system. And, you know, I will tell you right now, most elected officials, state reps, state senators, mayors are likely to go for, likely to support the incumbent member of Congress or stay out. And that's how politics and the establishment oftentimes work.
Okay. I live in a town, Great Barrington, the other side of the county, which is huge. How do I know that you're going to pay attention to the Berkshires?
Yeah, I mean, I've already been there dozens of times just in the last 3 months and, you know, having done coffee hours and house parties and shown up to events and county fairs, you know, was just at the Third Thursday event in Pittsfield a couple of weeks ago and did a coffee hour the day before at Dottie's and was in the basement of the Pittsfield Public Library last week talking to 50 people from Indivisible. And again, I want to run the kind of campaign that's reflective of the kind of member of Congress I want to be. Great Barrington as well was very lucky and fortunate to have Attorney Dan Seitz show me around last month and check out the new co-op there, which was pretty impressive, and grab a coffee at Fuel and lunch at Baba Louie's and then dinner at the Prairie Whale and just talk to folks about what's on their mind and looking forward to getting back to Great Barrington sometime soon as well.
Well, you sure know the places. We've been talking to Mayor Alex Morse, running in the Democratic primary against Richard Neal in Massachusetts. Alex, we hope to have you on again in a not-too-distant future. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on.
Of course, anytime. Thank you, Alan.